Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Welcome.
Whoa.
I sense negative energy. What is wrong?
You look like someone we know, man.
Do you wish to know your fortunes or not?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see what the cards say. You'll be visited by star players, all-time greats, celebrity guests, of course.
Oh.
Ah, the ultimate treasure awaits.
The Jets?
You didn't think I was serious, did you?
You really think the Chiefs are going to three-peat?
The Magic 8-Ball says the Rich Eisen Show from the Big Easy starts now.
That is right. Welcome to the Rich Eisen Show's Big Game Special live on the Roku Sports Channel from New Orleans at the TurboTax Studio. It is our final day here in the downtown convention center at the Super Bowl Experience right here on the Roku Sports Channel. Also, 120 terrestrial radio affiliates coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We say hello to you and those listening on Sirius XM Channel 375 or streaming us on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com. We have a great guest list for you in this first hour. Specifically, Deion Sanders is going to make his way to the set. And Deion hired Marshall Faulk as his running backs coach today. So there's lots to talk about with Marshall Faulk. I got my guys TJ Jefferson and Chris Brockman in their spots right here.
What's up, everybody?
On our set here and joining us to kick things off. This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled that you decided to come on back here, Kenny Chesney, 8-time Entertainer of the Year. His new book, Heart Life Music, will be released on November 4th, and the Sphere Residency will begin in Las Vegas in May. 15
yes.
shows. Good to see you, Kenny Chesney.
Thanks for having me back, man. I appreciate it.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
The Sphere.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
I know.
So
it's going to be a completely different experience for me and my band and my road family,
yeah,
and our audience. You know, so it's we're in the middle of creating it now, and it's a blast.
Yeah, your first country act to be playing in the Sphere, and so you have to basically come up with what you want your music to visually
all of it
look like on the Sphere around you.
Yeah, for years we've been pretty used to creating our content for our screens and on our stadium shows or whatever. This has gotten us completely out of our comfort zone, you know, which is always good. And I think that the thing that was attractive to me was that it's so different and so new for us. And for the people that have come to our shows over the years and listened to this music, they're going to experience that in a completely different way. It's almost as if we're taking our audience by the hand and pulling them into, we talked about, like a completely different state of consciousness.
It's unbelievable. Again, I saw you two there with my wife last year during the Super Bowl. So, you know, you realize time to do the Sphere would have been last year, the Super Bowl. Does that mean you're going to have a New Orleans residency next year?
I don't think so. I don't know if I don't know if Caesars here in New Orleans is it's the same experience. Maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, certainly, if you're like us, you know, the best ideas come from alcohol. I don't. That could help you figure out what's going on above you in the Sphere. Oh man, that is so great. We're so excited to hear that you're doing all that. So here in the town of the Super Bowl, you got a thought on this game, man? And Eagles and the
Chiefs? Well, I've been friends with Andy Reid for a very long time.
When did you first meet him?
Ironically, I was playing the Philadelphia Eagles football stadium.
Okay.
And I met Andy in the weight room at the Eagles facility the first time I ever met him. And he came in and introduced himself, and I realized very quickly that it's impossible not to like Andy Reid.
Okay.
And so later that night, Andy was in his Hawaiian shirt and everything. He comes up on stage. We were doing a song, and you know, the place went crazy, and he's holding an Eagles helmet, and I took that helmet from him, and I took my straw cowboy hat off and put that Eagles helmet on, and you know, and did the fly Eagles fly thing, the whole nine yards. And then I put my straw cowboy hat on Andy's head. Now I've got a much smaller head than Andy Reid, and he you know, here I was in this Eagles helmet, and Andy looks like a character from Toy Story. You know, that's how I met Andy. So, and then, you know, they let him go and he gets hired by the Chiefs, and I've played Arrowhead a couple of times, and the Chiefs organization is open, you know, it's just, so I'm more pulling for a person.
Sure.
Than I am a team.
I mean, and what he's become since you first met him in Philadelphia, where, you know, his first Super Bowl, he lost to Brady and the Patriots.
Right.
They went back to back.
Yeah.
And the fact that Andy Reid has now gone back to back himself and has a chance to three-peat?
It's history.
Guy to do that?
You know a guy that's got a chance to make history, which is the NFL has, as you know, a really rich history.
Right.
And for a friend of yours to be able to be a, you know, set that record is unbelievable.
So I have to just rewind back a little bit. You met him in the weight room.
Yeah.
Was Andy lifting weights?
No, he wasn't.
I don't know. We'd be breaking news.
I was in there with Bailey or somebody.
Were you?
I was lifting weights.
You
I was
using the facility.
Yeah. They let us use their facility, and Andy just walks in, and of course, I knew who Andy was. You know, and so that's how I met Andy, and we've been really, you know, dear friends. He's been to a lot of shows, and he was in Anaheim that night. You were talking about we were playing the Angels baseball stadium, and Andy came to the show, and so I've known him for a long time. So to be able to see him have a chance to make history is unbelievable.
We were talking to him last week, and you know, talking to him about his legacy and his place, like it's a waste of time. Like he's not going to sit here and just.
Yeah, Andy always thinks legacy is what people is only what people think of you.
That, you know,
I guess he's right.
That is straight up. But it was a waste of time. But I tried because he's surpassed Don Shula and Tom Landry in terms
That's
of playoff
incredible.
Wins.
Yeah.
And in terms of playoff games, when he stands on the sideline Sunday, he will have his 40. He will be coaching his 45th playoff game. That's the most of all time. That's one more
insane.
Than Belichick now.
That is insane.
It is.
I mean,
you know?
To think about that. But you think about the commitment that it takes and the discipline and to be blessed with the players and everything has to come together to have this kind of run that they're on, you know, and it goes from, it's a testament to the organization. But you could have that, but not have an Andy Reid brain and a heart and the top person that he is, and it wouldn't be the same.
You must have some conflicts though. You must meet a ton of people in the NFL who you have befriended and you like, and they like you, and they've been to your concerts. You must have some matchups where it's just like you can't openly root for one since you're friends with...
There was a year that I'm dear friends with Sean Payton. I met Sean Payton when he was quarterback's coach under Jim Fossil for the New York Giants. This was years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, and I was friends with Kerry Collins, and we were playing the arena in Albany, New York, which is where the Giants do training camp. So it was late August or late July, whatever, and I went to training camp just to hang with Kerry, and that's how I met Sean Payton. So fast forward several years, the New Orleans Saints, my really good friend Sean Payton is in the Super Bowl against my friend Peyton Manning. So
I knew I was going to find something.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. And so I was doing the thing with Chris Berman, you know, on South Beach that morning of the Super Bowl, and he was asking me, well, which one are you going to pull for? I said, I just hope Peyton wins.
Good one.
That was my answer.
That's a good
that
one.
Was the first time that it ever kind of got dicey.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's the way to split the
difference. That's what I said.
That was a hell of a Super Bowl, too. We were just talking about it the other day. We got Drew Brees coming on later on, and just, you know, Sean just rolling the dice and kicking that onside kick.
Now they won't let you do that. Am I right?
Well, you have to announce it that I'm going to do it. You can't surprise anybody with an onside kick. I know, because of the way that they do the kickoffs now to make it safer.
Oh, I see.
You know, that they have to set up in a certain way for a kickoff.
Well, I guess usually when you're going to kick off, I mean, in Sean's case, it was a surprise and a ballsy move in
Very
a Super
much.
Bowl. In any game, it is.
Yeah.
But so I guess now, though, I mean, if you're going to kick an onside kick, the situation would kind of, they kind of know anyway that you're going to do it, right?
Usually. Not this one.
But not this one.
No.
I was in the suite. I'd have had a few.
There it is.
By the time they did that, and I thought I was hallucinating when they did that. You know what I
mean? Well, after that photo,
there it is
of Sean Payton. He came to the NFL Network set, and Marshall Faulk was there. And so
that was such a fun night, by the way.
I bet.
I can only imagine
Dude. It
was, because he was out of his mind after that win. He comes right. Marshall and he go way back to San Diego State. So he's no, and Marshall's a native New Orleanian. So the fact he comes to the set and he's so jacked up, he slapped my hand so hard. I extended to shake his hand. He slapped my hand so hard, I lost feeling from my elbow down. That entire interview I had with him, I could not. I had to go to the other mic. Good thing I can talk left-handed.
Ambidextrous.
I'm ambidextrous. We're amphibious. You know.
Either or.
Yeah. And he was out of his. I could not imagine.
We had so much fun. I played the after party, the after game Super Bowl party at some hotel in Miami, and I didn't go on until 2 a.m. it was like, and I had been like, I had a Bloody Mary like early before you go do the things at South Beach on all the networks and everything, right? So
you pre-gamed.
The thing I remember about that night or that day is I had my dad with me and a bunch of my friends and some of Dad's friends, and we're all in my bus. And so we leave South Beach and we're taking that hike out to where the Super Bowl was, the stadium.
Sure.
And all of a sudden I get a text from Sean, and he goes, "I think I see your bus." And I look, and I swear to God, the team, this was such a great moment in Sean and I's friendship. The team, the Saints team bus pulled up right beside my bus, and we rolled in to the Super Bowl together. And it was just by accident. I couldn't believe it. And I said, "Sean, this is a pretty good omen. I think you're going to win tonight." And so, and you fast forward a couple months later, I'm at Sean's place down on the Gulf Coast, and because of that moment, I'm sure of it, he gave me a Super Bowl ring.
No way.
Yep. So I have I have a New Orleans Saints Super Bowl ring.
Wow.
I do.
Damn. Is that the only one you have?
That's not the only one.
See, this is why I knew this is a great question.
Robert Kraft gave me one.
Oh, boy.
So when
he's given Putin one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Everybody's got one.
When they came down, when they were down 28-3, I was in Kraft's suite. He let me come and he let me and my dad watch the game in his suite.
At 28-3.
So they were down 28-3, and everybody, all the guests were like avoiding him at halftime. You know, that's a hard room to be in, right? And I went and gave him a hug, and I said, "You know, you got Brady. This is going to be okay." He goes, okay, you know. And then they came back and won. And I think because of that, because we ended our tour at Gillette and Foxborough the next year, and Robert and I always do on a Friday, because we do two nights there. On the Friday, Robert and Jonathan and I always do an annual lunch in Robert's office.
Right.
And on that next year, on that day, I have lunch, and they give me a Patriots Super Bowl.
That is amazing.
Man.
After that, I went to Nantucket with my girlfriend, and I had it all, and I was showing everybody.
Of course.
You want a conversational piece in New England at a bar, and you got it. I mean, that's it was
huge.
Unbelievable.
Like and I know those rings. It's like a lighthouse on your hand, man.
Huge.
Like if you reflect it off the sun, you can actually help ships come into Nantucket.
I think because they came back from 28-3, I think Robert had 283 diamonds on it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that's the man winning the trip.
There it is.
And
that was a fun night.
And then you wound up getting a ring for that one.
Yeah.
It's you, man. So is Peyton Manning now potentially learning that you told it was a good omen for Sean? Like, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Wait, was Peyton asking what?
If he, now that he's heard that you were telling Sean Payton, hey, you got a good omen.
Probably. I don't know.
He's like, damn it, we should have the Colts bus put next to him.
I know, but it was such a just an unbelievable, unplanned moment, you know, with my dad and everything. And then when, later on that night before I went on stage to play, Sean comes up on the bus with a Super Bowl trophy, and here's me and dad and all of us. We got a big group picture. It was a fun moment.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll never forget it.
So cool.
Clearly, I wouldn't. I wouldn't either. Just to say we did is currently on country radio, and the Sun Goes Down Tour 2024, 23 stadium plays, over 1.3 million tickets.
We had fun.
I'm so happy for everything that's going on in your
life. Man, thank you for having me, guys. It's good to see you.
Cannot wait.
And maybe Andy Reid will get you your third ring.
Maybe.
Right? I'm just
thinking. Hint, Andy.
I mean, you guys go way back.
We go way back.
By the way, I was really hoping you're saying, Andy was putting up 225. I go in there.
Imagine in the day he could.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, we had him on last week, and we showed that picture of him in the punt, pass, and kick.
Yeah.
Because that's how I tried to get him to get a little bit thoughtful on his journey.
Yeah.
Like, what if you had told that kid in the punt, pass, and kick contest that one day you would be the most playoff coached coach ever?
Yeah.
You know, still nothing.
No, he would never believe it.
He won't go there right now because he's in the middle of this whole stretch.
Yeah, he will. He probably don't want to jinx it. He'll probably do that one day.
Yeah, are you superstitious too?
Very. Because anybody in sports is a little superstitious.
Right.
So, but I'm very superstitious. Like, I swear to you, if you go on my bus, I've got this brown belt.
Yeah.
That I have worn on stage every night since 2001.
Oh, wow.
And it's almost impossible to put on now. It's full of just water and sweat. And it's not even a belt anymore. So it's almost like a
piece of leather.
It's just a piece of messed up leather. But I refuse to get rid of it because my life really changed when that year when I was wearing that belt. You can't even see the belt. I got a shirt over it. But it's just this small thing. I'm going, okay, I'm not getting rid of this belt.
That's cool.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, out of everything that you're doing, again, your new book is coming out in November, Art, Life, Music, Sphere Residency starting. You just had an incredible tour, 8-time Entertainer of the Year. The most impressive thing could be that you have a belt from 2001 that's still there.
Still.
I'm impressed by that.
I think about those things, Rich. I think about those things.
Right? I'd be afraid to take a belt out from 2001 and see how that works.
Next year, I'll bring it. You don't want to touch it.
Well, you'll just hold it up.
I'll hold it up.
Can you bring one of the rings with you next year?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'll do that for sure.
Maybe one from Kansas City. You never know. Again, make sure all 15 shows in Vegas are nearly sold out. Only VIP packages, sandbar, and scattered seats remain. So make sure you get in while the getting's good. It's a pleasure.
Come to Vegas and hang with us, fellas. It'll be fun.
Hey, don't tell us twice.
Yeah, I know.
I'm already making reservations.
Yeah, he's already on it.
It's an honor to be here again, man.
And
thank you.
HarperCollins.com/pages/Chesney to pre-order Heart Life Music that's going to be released on November 4th. Kenny Chesney is here. We're off and running here on our Super Bowl Friday show, a What's More Likely Super Bowl edition coming up with Deion Sanders behind that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial if you want to call us. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. you can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I do believe it was the first time that we met. I'm going to bring this up. It was in the city of Houston.
That's right.
It was the first ever Super Bowl the NFL Network had ever covered. But you and the entire Manning family strolled into the Gatorade suite. And who did you hear singing karaoke in the Gatorade suite that night?
It was a beautiful voice.
Would you say, like,
voice,
in terms of
it was like an angel bringing us in. Mm-hmm. And there we walk in and we see Rich Eisen, karaoke. Dominating.
To basically, by the way, nobody else in the room, right?
Yeah, just solo. Just, you know, you get a little practice.
There was me and my buddy. There was nobody else.
What song, Eli?
That is a good question.
Sinatra.
Sinatra?
I forget which one it was.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean,
New York,
did you
New
have
York,
to ask?
Or,
yeah.
Seriously, it was me and my buddy. And
I remember. We walked in and, we joined. Now, but we joined right in.
You did sing, right? You guys all did get on the mic.
I think we got up there. You know, we can't turn that down.
No, I know. And right. It was, honestly, me.
It was obviously like pre-cell phone. You had cell phone, but no one had a camera. You didn't worry about anybody filming.
Yeah, so there's no video.
You get up and sing.
Anything,
you saw karaoke, you sang. You don't think twice.
It was just the moment.
Yeah,
that's
the
it.
Moment.
You didn't have to memorialize it. It was me, my buddy, Doug. And then it was, I think, your entire family,
yeah, probably
right?
The whole crew, yeah.
Your mom and your dad. You and Peyton and Cooper.
And Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. what do you have a go-to karaoke song, Eli? At all?
It's changed over the years, obviously.
Has it really?
You kind of go with the times. You know, Footloose has always been one, you
really?
Know, just because you can kind of dance with it. But now, you know, it's tough. It's tough to do karaoke now. Mm. You're just kind of worried, you know, people are filming all the time.
That's
then
true.
They judge. And, you know, I get judged enough. I don't need to be judged on my singing ability. That's, you know, that's for fun.
Yes.
You know, everybody's made it too serious.
I saw Eli Manning last night, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you did?
After honors. And it didn't look like he had a care in the world at all. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Dion's making his way to our set right
All right.
Now. Boys, there are a lot to talk about with him.
You think?
Well, I mean, obviously, he's got his son who's first overall potentially.
Or I saw Shador yesterday out on Radio Row.
He is taller than you think.
By the way, much bigger than you
think. We said the exact same thing. Yeah. It feels like he's 6'2", at least.
I think. Oh, minimum.
I think
6'2". He's bigger than that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Big guy.
I thought he was a linebacker. I was like, who's the... And then I walked by. I was like, oh, that should...
Yeah, he's not like Bryce Young.
Yeah.
No.
No, it was...
Kyler Murray Little.
It was impressive.
You know, and where he's got Travis Hunter, too. He also named Marshall Faulk his new running backs coach. And then there's a certain senior graduate assistant who wants to be called the pass rush coordinator.
PRQ.
Hey, don't think Warren won't be making sure that I told him that we want. He wants it.
Warren is going to circle back with you and make sure that you.
He said he wanted to do lunch over this, so.
So Prime's making his way here on our set. So it's. It's amazing, the NFL honors that went down last night, you know, in the Hall of Fame class that got introduced that I was part of last night. And we'll hit that later on, and we'll hit the conversation about the Most Valuable Player Award. But while we're chilling out here in the Super Bowl, And you were saving your powder last week, Chris Brockman, for what's more likely.
I was.
You were saying there's lots for the Super Bowl, but let's just wait for the Friday before the game.
Yes, sir.
It's now time for a big game edition of What's More Likely, presented by Nissan. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Hey, guys, happy Friday. You good?
Hey,
good.
What's up, man?
You're very good.
Let's get right to it. All right, a full-on Super Bowl edition of What's More Likely, Rich. Is it more likely Chris Jones gets a sack on Sunday or A.J. Brown catches a touchdown?
I would go more likely of Chris Jones getting a sack on Sunday rather than A.J. Brown catching a touchdown. I haven't seen too much of the A.J. Brown catching a touchdown.
Not in the playoffs.
And we also haven't been able to, you know, nobody's really been able to force the Eagles to throw it anyway, you know. So I'll just say that just in the mere fact that A.J. Brown, it requires one person to have to target him and throw the ball to him and has to also make sure that he doesn't drop it or doesn't have somebody separate the ball from him.
Sure.
That would be less likely than just one individual who is going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day, making a move and just being in the lap of Jalen Hurts.
True.
So I will say Chris Jones, it is more likely he gets a sack.
All right. As we know, each of the last two Super Bowls, the Chiefs has trailed by at least 10 points.
Yes, indeed.
Is it more likely to be the greater number, the Chiefs' largest deficit on Sunday, or the longest Jalen Hurts run?
I will see. I'll say a Jalen Hurts' longest rush will be the larger number than any Chiefs' deficit. I will go with that.
Do you think the Chiefs trail at all?
I would think the Chiefs trail at this point.
Okay.
Sitting here, a wire-to-wire Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Maybe.
I'll say that that's less likely.
We've seen scoreless first quarters.
I will say at one point the Chiefs will have a deficit, but it won't be a large enough deficit to greater than the longest run total for Jalen Hurts.
All right, let's have some fun with some of the stars in this game. What's more likely to be the higher number, Xavier Worthy's longest play or Saquon's longest run?
Saquon's longest run. Dude.
You think he pops one?
I think he pops one. I think he does. Why wouldn't he? This is.
Well, because the Chiefs haven't given up a 60-yard rusher in forever.
But wouldn't you say if it's from 30 yards out, that's still popping one?
That's still popping one.
Still popping one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be 60 or more, because that's obviously the number that we keep on talking about.
Well, he's done it, seven times this year?
Right. So, and he's done it on just the first snap of the series twice. Remember the first snap of the second half in Los Angeles on that Sunday night?
Obviously against
him. And then the first snap in the NFC Championship game. So, why wouldn't he just continue to do it in the biggest spotlight when he's just been unstoppable most of the year? I'll go that more than the rookie having a longer run than longer play than Saquon has a run. You're going distance with me so far.
I'm going distance with you.
A lot of propositions.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's that type of game.
Okay. Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Because for me, it's just
not for you.
A game.
Oh, yeah, right. Well,
I wouldn't call it a prop.
Oh.
I wouldn't call it a proposition.
Not you.
Oh, I would call it a competition.
Not a competition. Oh, I'd not a.
Call it a proposition.
Proposition. Rich, as we know,
we're toeing the line.
Chris is saying vote yes on Prop 59.
very much
is what
so.
You're saying right now.
Very much so.
Okay.
Rich, as we know, Patrick Mahomes is one of the most sneaky, elusive players, I think we can say, in the NFL. Always manages to come up with that key third down scramble.
Dude.
Do we get more Patrick Mahomes first down runs or Saquon touchdown runs?
First of all, calling Mahomes a sneaky runner is also maybe the most positive way you've described his running skills in quite some time, Chris.
Well, I don't like some of the games he plays, but I'm not alone in that.
Okay. I will go Saquon touchdown. Mahomes first down runs.
Oh, okay. So he is active.
Well, I mean, it can also be a two-yarder, right?
That's not usually his style, but I understand.
No, but sometimes it's like third and short, fourth and short, and they'll just like have him bootleg it.
Okay.
You know? Call for a naked boot or something like that. I think he'll have.
And they ran that for a touchdown against Buffalo.
I will go with Mahomes' first down runs.
Okay. All right, let's
are you going to keep track of all this?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Let's have some fun, Rich. Is there more likely to be more flags against the Chiefs or Kendrick Lamar songs performed at halftime?
Oh.
We've been talking a lot about the officials this season.
So what are, I wish I knew, like, so you're saying seven?
Yeah, so Kendrick has about 12 minutes, you know, I think it's but eight, the, nine, something like that.
And Sia is also part of it.
That's
so
true, yeah.
I'm going to go flags against the Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
Just because you think that there's no flags on the Chiefs.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it, just to piss you
Interesting.
Off. I'm going flags on the Chiefs.
Interesting that you think the Chiefs are going to get penalized.
You know, like you're Kendrick Lamar and the refs are Drake.
Wow.
That's your beef.
Wow.
Chris
wow.
has got beef.
Wow.
Mustard!
You're all not like us. Rich, what's more likely to be the higher total? Travis Kelce catches or tush push attempts?
Oh, Kelce catch.
Catches, yeah.
Really?
Kelce catches.
Didn't do much against Buffalo.
Okay. Man, larger totals.
Okay.
But can I ask you a question? Are these real props or these are just out of your own head?
I mean, you can bet on how many catches Kelce has. I don't know if you can bet on brotherly shoves or anything.
Okay.
Why couldn't you bet on that?
I don't know. Look, this was a dinner conversation, Rich. We may have had a few. That's just what's happening.
Okay, because like we told Kenny Chesney that, you know, having alcohol fuels some of our best ideas.
This is what happens. Rich, is it more likely that a backup quarterback takes a snap or a non-quarterback throws a pass?
I'm going to go a non-quarterback throws a pass, more likely. Why would a backup quarterback take a snap?
What if somebody gets a blowout?
Somebody gets dinged, blowout?
No, I'm not. I'm
Jalen Hurts might have a knee thing.
I'm not putting
that
in the ether. Non-quarterback throwing a pass.
Rich, who's more likely to finish their careers with more championships from this point on? Friday, today. Everyone's got zero.
This is a good one.
Patrick Mahomes or Luka Doncic?
Mahomes. You don't like the answer?
I've been told the Lakers have a super team now. I mean, what do you mean?
I need to see. Come on, man.
You need to see the second greatest player ever and the third best player in the NBA right now play together? You need to see how that's going to work out? Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to do good.
Unfortunately.
Well, come on. You really think just Luka and LeBron playing together means championships like this year?
Like, I don't know.
Like Mark Williams is going to rim protect enough. Like the, and I mean,
low key, Mark together. Williams is nice. People don't know because he's been playing in Charlotte. They're not paying attention.
Ron might play another 5 years now. He had 42 last night.
I'm taking Mahomes anyway. Too bad.
Wow.
I don't know. I might have to disagree with you.
You got one more?
I got one more.
Okay.
Is it more?
Hold on a minute.
I'll do Brockman.
Okay.
One more.
Okay. One more.
Are we more likely to get Taylor Swift cut more Taylor Swift cutaways, drinking, yelling, or times Kevin Burkhart mentions how many Super Bowls Tom Brady won?
More Taylor Swift cutaways, drinking and yelling.
Yeah.
So if she's just sitting there smiling and just chit chatting, this
doesn't count. She needs to be like, you know, as she's been known to do.
Kevin Burkhart's going to mention Tom Brady's won seven times Super Bowl.
He's going to do. You know, he's going to do it right off the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, hey, Tom, you know, you've won a lot of these.
Top
Patrick
the
Mahomes
half.
Is going for his fourth.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go to Taylor Swift cutaways.
Okay.
Drinking or yelling?
Okay.
Celebrating.
Basically celebrating Kelce doing cool stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they're never going to cut to if she's not doing something.
Maybe, I don't know.
All right, that was What's More Likely, presented by Nissan. Built for the most rugged terrain, the all-new Nissan Armada Pro 4X gives you the freedom to explore further. Because going big never goes out of style. Coming up next here on the Rich Eisen Show is a man who is giving out more jobs to Hall of Famers on his coaching staff than Oprah gives away cars. That's Deion Sanders, everybody. Yes, Prime is next.
Tired
Marshall Falk. Come on. Let's send things, though, to Rich Ackerman for a sports update. Or pardon, Andrew Bogish is first up with a sports update.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. and you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel. Radio will rejoin us shortly, but we're getting right underway with one of my favorite humans on the planet, the head coach of Colorado football, Super Bowl champ, Football Hall of Famer, and courtesy of California Almonds, as we have a tackle box. Rhymes name on filled with nuts. John
Sanders.
Hey.
I like to emphasize that.
What?
The yeah. last word that you emphasized.
Filled with nuts.
Yes. Yeah. Almonds. Can you use
almonds? Yes. That is, well, I mean, that it's a particular type of nut.
Yeah.
I agree. That,
see, I'm saying that, that you can't say that.
What do you mean?
You can't say it's a particular type of almond.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see. But I'm just going with a guy. Like, Mooch and I were talking the other day as we were getting ready for game day morning about the stuff we would say.
Oh, my God.
On game day.
Oh, my God.
And Mooch was saying the same thing. We're just shaking her head like, can you imagine?
Could you imagine?
I know.
I missed that so much.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. Where we would stay all day.
It was all day.
All day.
All day.
Watching the games, and then we would go on the air.
I don't know how we did that.
And then you would say stuff like when LeGarrette was running and you're like, hit that blunt.
Nobody wants to hit that.
Well, the Vasante Shenko, that was my favorite
one. Vasante Shenko, as we all know, was caught, you know, in the background of a.
Yeah.
I think we should stop that because our director, I think, was part of that at some point in that video getting out. But anyway, long story short is we were saying how he got his third leg down in the end zone.
Hanging out in the back of the end zone.
Did that.
It was all kind of scam.
Going for two. And Najee Davenport was outstanding going for two with him.
Yeah. And you'd sing the Cam. And then Russell Wilson. Russell.
Last name Wilson. Yeah. Oh, we had some fun, man.
Did that for a long time.
Yeah, but nothing was better than don't touch.
Don't touch it. And I know. That's one of those stories.
That classic. We can't tell. But it's a classic story.
Still can't tell. All we'll just say is this. When it happened, he's referring to a moment that something happened on the air where don't touch it was said prior to coming back from a commercial break. And I think it was you, Marshall. Terrell Davis, I think, might have been on the set at the time. I don't know.
I don't know. It didn't even matter.
Somebody else.
It was just me, you, and Marshall, really.
And you guys were, I knew as a host, I had lost two of my analysts.
Yes.
Or any conversation you are not going to be part of.
No.
Irv, too.
And it was an inside thing.
Yeah.
That just the eye contact that we had with one another. That's what it was, Rich. We're looking right past the obvious, and the eye contact that we had said it all.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, okay, I'll just ask the first three questions until everybody can come back.
Yeah, we didn't. We had a bunch of moments like that, too.
We did do that.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Yeah.
You're missed, my man.
Yeah. Appreciate that. And by the way, right, you know, you could see the street signs that are up here kind of, it's inspired by 21st and Prime.
I see.
That happened back.
I just saw Wirtz as well.
You saw him?
Yep. Just did a thing with him.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
So you did something with NFL Network.
I did.
Look at you.
I miss it.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, man.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of crazy how, you know, how it's all gone. Certainly since we watched games with you and when somebody was not performing well or whatever, you're like screaming at the screen, cut him.
Cut him.
Cut him.
That's why I don't think I could ever actually coach.
That's what we thought.
In the NFL.
You even said that.
Yeah, I said it.
Oh, you mean in the NFL?
In the NFL, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you thought because you wouldn't be able to just cut him.
Take it. I can't withstand what I see sometimes, because you could measure all the measurables like you do at the combine so profoundly, but you can't measure the heart. And that's somewhat what we're missing now.
Okay.
Heart.
So you just said that that's part of the reason why you don't think you could coach in the
NFL. Well, I have stipulations of coaching as well. Because, you know, when you're happy and you got that it,
mm-hmm.
you call your own shots. And you don't have to do what you don't want to do. And I'm at that point in life right now where I'm not doing nothing I don't want to do. And why would I go in the NFL and not coach my son? Or coach against my son? That don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Right.
For a lot of people, it may, but it don't make sense for me.
So how is Jerry Jones listed in your phone? What does it say?
Direct deposit.
DD.
That's what he's under.
That answer was
I don't put anybody up on real names. Oh, direct deposit. Yeah.
Direct deposit
That's
rings.
What it was years ago. It was
okay. Direct deposit. So direct deposit rings.
That's my man. A
couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And how deep did the conversation get?
It was great. It was made me think. First of all, Jerry is one of those type of guys that he's like myself, that you got to have an opinion. You got to make a statement. You got to respond because he provokes so much thought. So when he calls and we had our little discussion and our conversation, you hang up and you start thinking, dang, wow, that's something. You just weigh everything. And then you go out there. You know, you go way out there with it. Like, let me see. Now, if I did this, I would probably get a helicopter to fly into work every day.
It's like winning the lottery.
I'm serious. I'm like, I could stay in my own home and get a helicopter to fly in every day, land right down the field right beside Jerry, and this could work. I mean, you start thinking crazy things. Like,
yeah, right. Yeah. Sure. And then how long did the thoughts even last? Not long?
I had a lot of praying to do.
Okay.
Praying and weighing. And I'm always led directly.
I was praying myself.
Incorrectly.
Well, you know, it just sounded like.
We probably was praying for two different things.
Probably.
I wanted clarity and wisdom and understanding. You were praying for, let's go now.
You know how it goes.
Yes.
Right.
Coach, you've got an amazing thing going right now.
I love it.
It would have to take something highly significant.
Highly significant.
And how significant did it? Not high enough?
No, it never got to that point.
Okay.
No, it's just a thought process.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I saw your son with you last night.
Yeah.
Where are we in the process at all?
Well, thing about Shador, he's so prepared mentally, physically, psychologically, emotionally. Like, he's the kind of kid, like, he got up this morning, goes to high school and get his work in. Then he'll come do all his media stuff that he has to do here.
Right.
But he works, man. Like, he works. Like, he drove. I think he left Texas midnight, got here at like 6:30, went straight to the field to work out. That's just how he gets down. That's how he moves. Brings his trainer, brings his team, and he gets out there and get it done. Goes to a high school, see the kids, and go out on the high school field and drive the kids crazy in school. Everybody's holding up their wrist, you know. But he really gets it. He's really ready to be the face of a franchise.
Do you have a sense of which franchise he will be the face of?
I think it's going to be one of the top three, for sure. I've spoken to all but one.
Right.
You know, that's the Titans. I haven't spoken to them yet, but he has. But the others I've spoken to.
Well, he was. Did you see Brian Callahan talked about Joe Burrow's arm?
Yeah.
When it comes to the door?
Forget the arm. He can spin it. We know he can spin it.
Right.
I mean, he has 4 years of film. So he's straight. Started every year in high school, started every year in college, but missed one game. So we understand what we're getting. It's no surprise what he is and who he is. I think he's the most qualified quarterback for that level and for what comes with that position in the face of a franchise than anybody in the draft.
And understands what the spotlight is coming and how.
So he was born into that.
No doubt.
Yeah, he got. But he gets it. That's the thing about it. He gets it. I don't have to sit down and say, hey, man, you can't say this today. Like, he gets it.
And then you got Travis Hunter, too, man. He's unbelievable.
And he got it.
We had Sapp here the other day, and Sapp was saying that he's never seen anybody like him.
Yeah.
Ever. Anywhere.
Yeah.
He was mentioning people like Jerry Rice, Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Those were the names.
He's a truly gifted kid, and he knows he has those gifts, and he matures those gifts and works on them as well. But allowing him to do what he did was wonderful. Just think if I didn't make that decision. If I hadn't done that before, I couldn't fathom what we allowed him to do. So God prepared that table, man. Me being a two-sport guy, not only two-sport, a both-ways guys in the NFL, allows him to do that. So we would have got cheated out of one of those positions that we would have never got to see what we saw on the college level, man. So I'm happy that he chose to engage with me at Jackson State as well as come on over to Colorado.
First time you saw him, you knew it? I mean, like...
First time I saw him on the field, yeah.
You knew it, like,
yeah.
This is...
He got it. Yeah, yep, he got it.
It's not just it.
Yeah.
It's a unicorn type.
Yeah, but it's the intelligence.
Right.
4.0 student. The want, desire, the passion for it. That's what I'm saying. You can't measure the heart, but he loves the game.
Right.
Does not care about the outside stuff or the parties, the trappings of life. He cares about the game and being great.
How many snaps does he play in the NFL per game?
Rich is easier. People forget that.
What do you mean?
You got huddles. You go to huddles. The next snap ain't to what, 45 seconds or more later?
Right.
College is tempo. Go, 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 go. Snap, 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 snap. Pros is huddles. He gets the rest a lot more. Then the game is not as physical. Nobody hitting nobody in the secondary no more. They laying them down or they going to get a penalty. Right? Am I right?
That's a good point.
Ain't nobody doing that.
Good point.
So the game is less physical than the college level, and it's less of the demand. Like, we practice, we work. We also gave him Tuesdays off, so he only had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But pros ain't doing that at practice no more. It's darn near a glorified walkthrough.
So, like 100 snaps? Do you think he could actually?
I think he could do what he did.
With you?
Yes.
At the next level?
Yes.
For how long?
How long he wants to do it. We can't detect that. It's like a running back. How many snaps do they get? How many snaps does a dominant defensive tackle play?
Right.
Like, he could do it.
And in terms of one side, I mean, we asked Todd McShay the other day when he was at the Senior Bowl, the most explosive offensive player in the draft. He said Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
And your words always resonate when I'm talking about this kid, that you don't want to be a coach standing on the sideline as your greatest offensive weapon when you're struggling on offense because you don't want to play too many snaps.
That's what you want to do. It's not playing too many snaps. They just don't know what to do. They never done it. It's hard to fathom someone doing something you hadn't seen before. But we've given you glimpses of it with Patrick Peterson did it a little bit. Dale Carter did a little bit. I did it a little bit. I don't know who else played both ways in the NFL just enough. But this kid can do it every snap if you allow him to do it.
Deion Sanders here, courtesy of California Almonds, which we'll get to in a second. You hired Marshall Faulk as your running backs coach.
I don't like the way that sounds.
What do you mean?
Because that's my guy. I don't like I hired Marshall Faulk.
Okay.
I partnered.
Okay.
With Marshall Faulk. That sounds better.
Oh, there you go.
Because my coaches don't work for me. They work with me. And the Bible says that rod and that staff, they comfort you. I have a tremendous staff that is tremendous comfort to me. I mean, I'm unbelievable.
How long has this been in the works?
Oh, a minute. Yeah. A minute. We don't kiss and tell everything.
Okay.
We always keep something. You know, we hold something back. We'll let this storm blow over, then boom, here you go.
I mean, how lucky you're
I'm thankful.
Because
the kids are thankful.
Because I thought to myself, these kids, these running backs, are going to have to know how to play wide receiver.
Oh, my God.
They're going to have to know how to block.
Goes where? Through the roof.
Through the roof.
Marshall is one of the smartest offensive human beings that
I've
been around.
Yeah.
Right. So what he's going to attract there, but not only that, the standard that he's going to demand, just like the standard D. Lou and Coach Sapp demands on the defensive line, it's unbelievable. Rob Livingston, the standard he demands as a defensive coordinator, and Pat Shurmur, what he demands, you know, from the offense. And we have two former pros helping coach the offensive line with Gunner as well. So we have a whole staff. I'm more comfortable with pros, man. I'm more comfortable with those guys that have been to the mountaintop. I am. I really am.
Yeah.
And I had to find that out the hard way.
Well, speaking of Sapp, I got to do him a solid here. He wants a different title.
Prime.
He wants a different title.
Just wait for this.
Yeah.
What is
Because I called him the graduate assistant, senior quality control analyst.
Yeah, that's a glorified name. Yeah.
He wants to be called the pass rush coordinator.
The PRC.
You know what?
PRC.
We'll do that.
That's
we do that.
Said.
From now on, he's the pass rush coordinator.
That's what he says he
okay.
wants to be known as.
We're changing it right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just gave him that new
wow.
title because that's what he wants.
No, I got it. I'm going to give the big fella what he wants. First of all, the big fella is so good. So good at what he does, Rich. And the young men want to play for him. They can't wait to get out there on the field. He's so energetic. And sometimes, you know, he falls or they trips or they run through him because he's just insistent and it's hilarious. He gets back up laughing. But he's established a relationship with these young men that warrants more respect, but they don't want to let him down.
But it's not easy for a Hall of Famer to be a coach because
I know
not everyone. Not everyone
rolls
out of bed with
he
your.
He said that like I wasn't him. He said that
like
it's not
you,
easy
like
for a Hall
know.
Of Famer. Like I wasn't him. you said that like we weren't talking about
but
me
no,
too.
I've said that because you have established yourself.
Yeah,
as
but you weren't including to... me. Like
I also saw you screaming at screens to cut people back in the day. I never thought you would actually do this.
Me either. But it's tough, but we've learned not to expect who we are. We want who we are, but we don't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
I tell our staff and our team all the time, if you want to know what your coach wants, just understand who he is, because that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Sapp is looking for Warren Sapp. He's trying to establish and mold and create and nurture a Warren Sapp. That's what he's doing.
Before I let you go, let's talk about your nuts. I'm sorry, almonds.
Wow.
Lord help him. That was a good one. Now, see, usually when we were working together and he made that statement, he'd just look across everybody and make eye contact, and that's all we needed. That's all we needed. I love him. I don't just endorse him.
Yes.
I used him.
Yes.
Recovery. Keeps the skin looking good, just keeps me lean and mean. You know, none of my suits has belt loops. You know that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I have to stay a certain size or I can't fit anything.
Right.
So it keeps me right. When I want that peanut butter and jelly sandwich or that bologna sandwich and cheese that I grew up on, mm-hmm. I can't do that anymore because I can't fit nothing if I start eating like that. So almonds serves a tremendous purpose.
Almonds.com/own-your-prime.
Yeah. I love it, too.
To learn more. And where, is this just specific, or can somebody get a prime tackle box filled with almonds?
We could make that happen. Mm. We could make that happen.
I mean, how
and those are assorted. Those are different styles. I like the just regular traditional almonds, the ones that's in the package with that handsome guy on the front.
Let me see that. Okay.
No flavor prime, no ranch.
I'm not a flavor guy. I just like regular.
There you go. Own your prime. That's very handsome. How does this go with your coffee?
Good.
Yeah.
Black and bold.
Black and bold.
What did you change the name to?
WHT in bold.
Yeah.
Yeah. White and bold. That's my coffee.
White and bold.
That's my coffee. That's my coffee.
You're off the chain, man. You're off the chain.
Hey, man, I appreciate you bringing your tackle box of assorted nuts to my fantastic. So you got a prediction on this game or no?
You know what? I'm so wrapped up into the college game, I haven't really sat down.
Good answer. Good answer.
Well done.
We used to do that, too.
Good answer.
We used to do that, too. Good answer.
You know what I was thinking? I haven't even thought about the combine because I got a bunch of kids going. I haven't even thought about it.
Well, I have. I'm 2 weeks away from that.
You ready?
I'm there. I'm running in March. That's where I'm running.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't run there?
I'm not running there anymore, no.
Why?
Because I sit on my ass all day, and then I got to run for seven. I got to stretch and then go run.
Yeah, but you knew this was coming.
No, it's true.
It ain't like it snuck up on you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prime.
You knew it was coming.
No, I know, but I don't prepare for it, so.
But you got to.
I'm going to run this year at the Rose Bowl in March.
I like that.
And so I'm going to, I'm going to do it in my own.
Last time we were at the Rose Bowl, somebody robbed my locker room.
I heard that.
So I'm not happy with the Rose Bowl.
Deion Sanders here, everybody.
Wow.
Thank you, Rose Bowl.
Finish hour one. We're still here on Roku for another couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Am I your last?
Rich is running at the place that we got robbed at. Just want to share that with everybody.
I'm going to. Are you my last? Am I your last stop today?
No.
You got more to go.
I think we're cheating on you.
Uh-oh.
With other.
Oh, you, it's okay. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
You're definitely. I would love.
Nobody.
I would love to go home after this. I would love that.
But you know, you, no. You and I, you know, whoever you're going to be with, you don't have the same history.
Well, no, no. We go way back.
Absolutely.
We go way back.
Oh, you got me Gucci shoes because you got you got Steve his shoes.
Gucci for my Moochie.
You wanted that, and you started giving everyone else Gucci shoes.
I had to.
We have that.
I loved y'all like that.
You love the way I treat security animals in airports.
No.
You love that.
You
no,
go
I go,
yeah, you go too far.
No, I go and I say hello to them and I thank them for their service.
And the animals, too.
One night before we at NFL Network realized we couldn't be doing this, before we flew out of Green Bay, we played blackjack.
Yes.
And Chris Wirtz was so good at the end position. You called him your favorite third baseman since
Wirtz
Pendleton.
Wirtz was baller that night.
You dropped Terry Pendleton's name. I remember that. See, you can't. This won't happen.
You can't. It's so much history.
This won't happen.
God, we had a good time, man.
We did, man.
Yeah. And now, why did they mess up a good thing?
Well, I don't know.
No, the network messed up a good thing. They really did. We had a good thing.
We had a great thing going.
Yeah, we had a great team, too.
I know. We did. But now you've got a great team yourself.
I try.
Now you're partnering with everybody that we worked with, pretty much.
Yeah, and I love it.
Right. And
I can't wait to see Sapp and Marsha together. I don't think they've been in the same. Well, Marsha came up this season to check practices out.
Right.
But it's going to be just sitting in that room and seeing these coaches around the table. It's going to be awesome, man. Awesome.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, everything's working out for you,
too. It is.
And that, you know, direct deposit didn't, you know, directly deposit.
You would have loved that, though. That would have gave you guys more conversation.
I would have loved it. But.
Are you?
It was hot. It was smoking hot for what, about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure was.
And I was fishing every day just trying to get my mind right. That guy over there is good.
That's Keegan
that guy,
Michael Key, everybody.
That guy right there? I know who that is.
He's as great as they come.
He can do everything. It's nothing this brother can't do. It's nothing he can't do.
The great.
He's great.
Keegan Michael Key is next. Yeah. Deion Sanders. Sending him off to other places. He won't have as much fun, but he's bringing his box full of nuts with him.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Wealth building expert Candy Valentino paves the path to success.
I'm sorry, you're a human with a heart and lungs. There's no price tag that you can put on a service that you offer. And everyone that I know, every entrepreneur, they all have one common goal. You want to strive to be like the Ritz-Carlton of your industry. Do the work, take the time to really understand and master these things. It's really essential to your path for success.
The Candy Valentino Show. Time to invest in your future. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.